And good morning. It's 16 minutes after, 17 minutes rather, after 8 a.m. And joining me in the studio, I have none other than the legendary Don Cinetti. Welcome, Don.
Hi. It's great. How are you doing?
It's great to have you back here.
It is great to be back.
You know, I think we have you here every year when you come up for Whale Fest.
Yes.
And you're a shantyman, and that's what you do in your life, right? And
that is correct. That is correct. And my home base is Mystic Seaport, a major maritime museum in Connecticut. But I do travel all around doing these things similar, but not as good as Whale Fest.
You've been coming up for Whale Fest for 18 years now, right?
Yeah, 18 years.
Wow. So there's something about Whale Fest that you're really committed to.
That is true.
What is it you enjoy about Whale Fest?
So many things. It was always, as a kid, which was quite a while ago, but I always dreamt of coming to Alaska, and it's everything I thought it would be. And it was Whale Fest that brought me up here, and the people to start off with, the wonderful whales, and the unique nature of this festival. I have played at a number of similar kind of festivals and events, but there's none that engages the community in its entirety the way Whale Fest does. And every year the theme, a little different topic or theme to the festival, the programs, and which makes it special. So it's kind of new every year. Every year it has something fresh about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great festival and a great place.
Well, you're a really critical component of that community outreach, right? So when you're here, you are performing your sea shanties to kids in the schools. You're doing a family concert coming up on Sunday as well. You're doing an event tonight. There's the Student Art Showcase at 5:30. So you're really out there, and you're sharing your passion for this genre of music. Could you tell us a bit about what a sea shanty is?
Okay. technically, a sea shanty was a song-like tool that sailors sang while they were doing to set a rhythm so that everyone would be working together. And from a technical standpoint, I'll be doing some of those, but I'll also be doing ballads about their life at sea. So the shanty is interesting because its function was to coordinate the effort of the work that's being done, because the different jobs have different rhythm requirements. They seldom sang shanties when they weren't working, and they tended to be a cappella. But they had many wailing ballads and songs about life on the ships that were sea songs, but not technically shanties. Mm-hmm. So that's getting really technical about the difference between a shanty and a ballad that might have been sung by the sailors.
Is there anything you'd like to share for us here on the radio?
Yeah, I think since I have my banjo, I probably one of those ballads would be the thing to do.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
This is one about a kind of Paul Bunyan type of character, and they'll do a little bit for you. A nautical Paul Bunyan. It was 25 or 30 years when Jack first saw the light. He came into this world of woe one dark and stormy night. He was born upon his father's ship, it was lying to about 25 or 30 miles southeast of Bacaloo. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. When Jack grew up to be a man, he went to the Labrador.
He fished in Indian Harbor like his father fished before. And in returning in the fog, he met a heavy gale. And Jack was swept into the sea and swallowed by a whale. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. That whale went straight for Baffin Bay at 90 knots an hour. Every time he blew his spout, it came down in a shower. Said Jack unto himself, he did unto himself. He grabbed that whale right by the tail and pulled him inside out. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea.
Yay! That was amazing. It was really amazing. So how did you get interested in this genre of music?
Well, many years ago, back in the 1960s, folk music was very, very popular. And I'm sure the listeners that are about my age remember that period with Peter, Paul, and Mary and the Kingston Trio and groups like that. And of course, Pete Seeger. And the music actually became quite popular, even on stations that played a lot of rock and everything. And that was a time frame when a lot of people like myself said, wow, that is really interesting music, and I'd like to know more about it. So I got a banjo and a guitar, and I really liked the banjo a lot more, so that's my primary instrument, and started playing the thing. And at that time, I was working on construction, home construction, but time goes by, and I start to realize I had a unique kind of voice that is suited for this kind of music, and started playing on weekends and evenings, and eventually left the construction field and have been able to cobble together a career doing this archaic music.
Well, you know, I wonder, it is so historical, right? And it really, when I hear you perform them, I'm just immediately connected to these early days of, you know, North America whaling communities. Yeah. And it's just really palpable, yeah, that connection. Is that something that you feel as well?
I do. And I think that working at a maritime museum like I do, where we have the last actual Yankee whaling vessel. At one time, there were about 1,100, and now the only one still afloat is the one we have at the seaport where I work. It's called the Charles W. Morgan, built in 1841. And to be on those decks, and of course, over the years, it's had a tremendous amount of restoration, but there's still some parts of it that go back to when she was built. And you can actually have a sense that these men were on there. And the thing is, in recent years, she's been used as a symbol for the Save the Whale movement.
Interesting.
She had a complete restoration, a 5-year restoration, and we sailed her up to off of Cape Cod in Stellwagen Banks, and she was out there, and humpbacks were swimming around her, and it was just incredible, experience. So this evolution of a vessel that was once involved in the hunting of these animals to becoming a symbol for about protection of the seas all the life of the sea. So it's really been a fascinating journey for that vessel.
And sounds like a fascinating journey for you as well, as you've explored this.
Yes.
And as you've traveled all around the world sharing it, and up here to Sitka for 18 years. Well, you know, we're unfortunately out of time, so I would like to just mention really quickly where folks can see you. So yes. Today there's the Whale Fest Student Art Showcase. So there's going to be this big mural that students, children have made in Sitka, Whales Through Time, the Correct. Evolution.
Correct.
And you're going to be playing there, right?
Correct.
And that's 5:30 to 6:30 at Centennial Hall.
Yes.
Okay. And then on Sunday, there's the family concert from 5 to 6. Is there anything else folks should know about?
We're going to be doing a few things in the schools. In the schools today, we do that the beginning of the time that we're up here. We do the schools and the senior centers and that's great to do that. It's one of the things that makes Whale Fest so special.
And you love doing that.
I love doing that. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm particularly happy about being involved doing some music for the art part of it this year. When they asked me if I'd be interested, I said yes. Because that's the other thing I do. Besides my music, I illustrate books about whales and dolphins too, and sort of able to tie that all in for the art show here and the music will be great fun. I'm looking forward to that tonight.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for coming in, Don.
Well, thanks for inviting us. It's always great. With the grace of God. So we'll be seeing you next year, you know, or whatever. But thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be on this, on KCAW.
We've been speaking with Don Cinetti. He's a shantyman. He comes up for Whale Fest every year. You can catch him tonight through the community as well and on Sunday.